something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
One day, just for starters, when Jesus just began, let me show you how he was launched into the city. Here, the crowd gathered. John was baptizing them one after the other. Then there was this one that John stopped. He had been saying, there's somebody amongst you. The latchet of his shoes are not worthy to untie. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then Jesus, oh, this is he. Jesus baptized me. He dipped Jesus into the water. And the Holy Ghost came on Jesus. Then the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. The translation says, he was driven of the Spirit into the wilderness. He ran into the wilderness. And everybody was looking at him. Huh? What's this? They thought he was a gentleman. And he just ran like a wild man. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost made him run. Like he made Elijah run. That was not going to be the first time a man of God would run like that. The Holy Ghost made Jesus run. And he ran into the wilderness. Then the Bible says he was with the wild beasts. No, you are praying. As you are praying like this, one war gecko is looking at you. Hey! 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 I rebuke you! War gecko. All your prayer has ceased. From then on, Father. Or you run, you just go like this from the room. To the next room to continue your prayer. What drove you? Say, the first time I wanted to pray from 5 a.m. See what happened. Four gecko at 5. He just disappeared. The Bible says Jesus was with the wild beasts. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Ghost is working in your life, all the things around you will be tamed by his presence. Tamed by his presence. You have nothing to fear. They are tamed. Around you, their strength is gone from them. He says, strong meat belongs to those who are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Strong meat belongs to those who are of full age. Okay, let's find out if you are of full age. How many of you here are of full age? I'm putting up your hand. Okay, let me give you the characteristics of those that are of full age. Are you ready? Number one, you want to write. You show your full age. How old is full age? Hallelujah. He says, strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses. He says, by reason of practice, they have their senses exercised, trained. By reason of practice. They have their senses trained. by reason of practice. They have their senses trained. If something happened suddenly, maybe you tripped, you go, "Mommy!" Some of you, there are elderly people, till today they call their grandfather's name when such a thing happens. They call their grandfather's name, even though he's dead. They call his name. Christians, born again, they are not mature in the things of God. It is said that the choices of life, not the compulsions, reveal character. What does that mean? When we are not on our guard, what we say and what we do is what really describes our character. When we don't have to prepare for it, how do we respond? What do we say when we are not prepared? That's how you know who we really are. What did David say? He said, "I was glad when they said, 'Let us go to the house of God.'" He said, "I was glad." That's the king. I was glad. There are certain things about children, spiritual children, that you can easily find from God's word, and you notice they are alike in the natural world. See? They are alike in the natural world. Children can be, you know, the sheep and the goats, they behave alike when they're young. Very jumpy. But as they grow, the sheep is submissive, the goat is resistant. Did you ever pull a goat with a rope on its neck? Always doing like this one. Especially the ram, the he-goat, that one that stinks. Very resistant. And you keep dragging it. But the sheep or the ram, you put the rope, it follows you. It follows you. Not resisting, not fighting back. Many times when we're fighting back, it tells us if we were sheep, then we are still lambs. We are still young. We are acting differently. We're acting not as a mature person in the things of God. The more you grow in Christ, the more submissive to Him you become. And then it is easier for you to also recognize Him, to see Him in people. But when you are a child, you don't know. So your language is different. Your language is harsh. Even sometimes there are leaders who have not grown spiritually. They may be leaders. That you are a leader in the house of God doesn't mean that you are spiritually mature. It's a pity. It should be the other way. But sometimes, people are handpicked who haven't grown spiritually. I can give you a simple example. That I tell pastors, in the congregation, you have to express respect. The Bible says, treat the young ladies as what? Your sisters, the young men as your brothers, the older women as mothers, the older men as fathers. That's what it says. Now, when you come, sometimes you're not even the pastor. You're just leading a song, or you are reading the rhapsody to us or something. And you say, "Now, everybody must stand up. Everybody." I say, "Everybody." Sometimes even the pastor of the church is there. And here's this person saying, "Everybody must stand up. Everybody." What in the world do you think you are? That's a manifestation of childishness. You're not mature in the things of God. Your language changes. If you're an usher, I said, "Don't sit there. I've warned you. Don't sit there." Then you hold your Bible like this. All the reading of the scripture, no one is entering your head. You're just holding your Bible like this. You are pretending. God's children can be instructed in wisdom and in love. If you say, "Sister, please don't sit here. someone else is coming. I will help you get a chair now. Eh, okay. But when you say, don't sit there. Move to the other side. Move. Ah, what is it? Trouble has come. What is it? Ah, is it not church? I said, move there. He said, I will sit here. Hey. Now she said, I will sit here. Do your worst. You are trying me. All in the house of God. When you grow up, you walk in love. I said, your language will change. Oh, sister, please. This chair is for somebody. Can I help you get another one? Ah. That's the natural. You won't. For what? Please, don't be offended. Please, let me help you. We have to deal with people as though they are something, because they are. And only when you mature in Christ do you see that God is in every one of them. As they came to church, God came to church in them. You see it? But when you don't know it, you think they came to look for God. No, God's children come with God. They don't come to look for God. They don't come to look for God. They come with Him. He comes in them. And the moment you learn to treat people like that, you'll be amazed what the Holy Ghost will be doing in your life. Things will begin to change in your business, in your finances, in your marriage, in your home. You'll be amazed. You say, just that thing. How is it connected? Oh, I will tell you. When you please God in a single act of righteousness, is challenged to boast to demons of darkness about you. That's the way God is. Once you do something as He wants you to, He begins to talk about you. He starts talking about you. He's excited about you. Walking in love is one of the hallmarks of Christian maturity. And you will see it, you will hear it in your language, in your daily walk. The way you respect others, it means you have seen God. But when you haven't seen Him, you treat everybody like nonsense. Hello? Are you getting what I'm telling you? You see, when we close now, you see what will happen. As you are going through that place, you'll be going your own like this. You are coming from church, you are elbowing people. Excuse me. Excuse me. Why? You are rushing to catch me. You are talking. God is not there. You are resisting God. Are you hearing me? Then the other one that was elbowed. The same mouth. You said, hallelujah. Listen, what are you going to do? To be carnally minded, he says what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded, it means seeing beyond your senses.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zumi Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, McCurdy, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
To be carnally minded, he says what? Is death. But to be spiritually minded, it means seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. Seeing beyond your senses. When David came to the battlefront, a young man, he said to his brother, Eliab, he said, why is that man cursing the God of Israel? His brother said, what are you doing here? Come! Always proud. The other soldier said, what's wrong with you? What are you doing here? If they had known, you see, they could not see. They didn't see that there was an anointing with this young guy. They didn't see his future, that he was going to become king. They couldn't see. But look at Jesus in the temple, a little baby. Simeon sees. He's a prophet of God. He sees. He had said, Lord, don't let your servant die until he sees the redemption of Israel. Now the baby has been born. He's taken to the temple for dedication. Simeon goes there. He sees the baby. He worships. And he says, now let your servant die in peace. That's the problem with old men. I'll tell you about it later. An old woman came. Hannah. You know what? She saw the baby. And then prophesied too. And said, I'm going to tell everybody about him. An old woman gives her life to Christ and goes to preach it. An old man gives his life to Christ and prepares for death. You see it? Every elderly man in this place, say, not me.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zumi Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, McCurdy, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you for joining us today.